What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Uptown ENT back at you again with a brand new podcast for that ass. I am Lo, here as always with my man, looking a little bit like Tutti Frutti by the hair. Woohoo! My man B.
Shut up.
You gotta do the laugh first.
Okay. Hey man, it's Sunday. It's a rainy day in my neck of the woods.
That shit just happened.
It sure did. It's a rainy day outside. It's messing with my Wi-Fi, so if I cut out, I blame it on the rain. That's what Nelly was doing. Oh, it's storming over there.
Like he the first one to do one of them battles in this bit storming where he hit.
First of all, I can't really say where he was at, but it only rained like a few times. I ain't hear like the storm. He was trapped in the basement too.
What you mean? You can't say where he I'm sure everybody know where he live at. That live
I don't know. The area in St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? Because it might have been raining over there and not over on this side. But it, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't really storming.
That nigga was over at Castle Point. He can't fool me. That's why that motherfucking connection was so fucked up. They ain't got no fiber over there.
Oh yeah, he was in the basement.
Holding the fiber.
Ain't nobody going to Castle Point. They got that old internet. Ain't nobody going to that hood.
They got that AOL.
Hey, the text refused to go over there. I think on both sides. I think the only people that's brave enough to go over there was CenturyLink. And they probably had to install their old coax. That's probably what they're using.
Hell yeah,
they were trying nobody to, provision for.
They were trying to install that shit to get the fuck up out of there. Can't stay too long. Might get robbed.
Right. They truck on the other side. They had to walk. They took them the 5-mile walk to that bug. Yeah.
Oh, man. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are back again. Guess what? There was a little battle that happened on the interwebs. One of them versus battles. In this quarter, representing STL, Nelly Mo, going against my man from ATL, Kala Park, Ludacris. So I just want to go ahead and say this, but before we get into the deets, y'all motherfuckers fronted on Ludacris all week. And I believe, because I ain't seen nobody outside of St. Louis. Well, I saw some people who I know in Chicago. So I think it might have been like a lot of Midwest bias. People outside of the Midwest, I'm going to say, they fronted on Ludacris. That motherfucker's song, so Ludacris ain't got no hits. All Ludacris hit songs is features. I'm like, I'm like, dog, what about like Roll Out? What about What's Your Fantasy? What's the other one? Drop Both Over Them Bowls. I know that ain't the song. That ain't the title of the song, but dog.
Oh, too.
Yeah, Move Bitch. Shit. And just even like the ones where they won singles, because this was back in the day where everything couldn't just be a single. The song he did with 3-6, that Go to Sleep, nigga, Fat Rabbit.
If he would have played that, that'd have been a rap.
I mean, I'm like, and then Ludacris even was able to go to different genres with it or whatever. Like, where he was able to do different styles. Like, he had that song Slap or whatever, where he was being like a more like serious, like Ludacris. He had that that Sex Room song, whatever, where he like broke it all the way down, like damn near on like some, you know, he did it like strictly for the ladies or whatever, but that shit still went hard. And I'm like, dog, are y'all not aware? Because motherfuckers like, oh man, Nelly got all them hits. I'm like, no, Nelly might have a lot of hits to niggas in St. Louis, but he probably got like 4 hits nationally to other motherfuckers.
Right. Not a lot of people listen to that type of style of music.
Yes.
They don't bump for them. And plus, I don't know, he came to an R&B match. I don't know what's going on with Nelly Riley. He was tripping.
Man, when that nigga start playing them country songs, I saw so many people up in the comment section going off. They was like, what the fuck is this nigga doing?
Why would you put a slow song. What was it? Body on Me against Saturday. Come on.
That's motherfucker.
And that song thunk. Like, you got me falling asleep on Body on Me after Saturday. Come on.
That motherfucker said that motherfucker. And then his Wi-Fi was messing up, dog. And I think I tweeted this shit. I said, this nigga about to Teddy Riley this battle up.
Hey, he even said that. He was like, I'm going to have to get my Teddy Riley stand.
Shit. That nigga was. I said, what the fuck is going on right now?
He was like, yeah, it's rainy over here. Luda was like, yeah, okay. Yeah, it's rainy. Coming over there.
Hey, man. But I think, maybe except for probably like two or three people, everybody pretty much just said that Ludacris won that battle going away.
Man, he was putting up his slow songs against Luda's club bangers. I'm like, what are you doing? You ain't play number one. It's a lot of stuff Nelly didn't play. He should have played some stuff off his Dirty album.
He played, I know he played Tip Drill, but that was also during a time where he was having issues with his Wi-Fi. So that shit didn't even come across right.
Nope. Because I couldn't, I had to ask, well, I was like, what song is that? I can't even tell.
I think he probably came out the gates too early with Tip Drill. I think he should have saved Tip Drill till later on in the battle. And, you know, like, just to see, like, what Luda was going to throw out there. And then just be like, okay, all right, then, let me go ahead and come up. Because really, Tip Drill is really his motherfucking haymaker.
Right. That's what Charlamagne the guy said on the comment. He said if you play Tip Drill, it's a rap.
Tip Drill was his fucking knockout blow. But the thing about it, man, he blew his load too soon. Cause didn't he play number one as well?
He didn't even play it. If he did,
play number one? Get the fuck. I know I joined it late, so, and then once I did join it, that nigga Wi-Fi was still fucking up, and I said, I ain't got no time for this. So I backed out and went back in maybe like 15, 20 minutes later.
Yeah, I stayed for the majority of the whole thing. He kept playing those slow songs, and I told Will, I'm like, I'm out. I can't do no more. He not coming to battle. He's not playing the right songs.
Motherfuckers was so damn mad. They said this nigga Nelly just playing shit that he like.
Right. And then other people was like, I never heard these songs before. I was like, some of y'all ain't really Nelly fans, and I didn't heard every single thing he played, but they not dumping. Like, this is he in the wrong battle. He should, like our kid was saying, he should have went up against Drake.
Yeah, or you know what, man? I said if you want to just go back around, cause I think the idea is to get people who was hot around in the same area. So if you want to go around the same era, you should have met him and Ja Rule would have been a perfect battle.
Yeah, they got the same type of song.
They stop, even though I still think Ja would have mopped the floor with his ass too, cause Nelly probably still would have been playing that country shit, and Ja would have been playing that "Put It On Me" you're always on time.
Always on time. Oh, yeah, he probably would have. Yeah, you're right. I'm thinking.
So I'm like thinking, I'm like, dude, like I said, people in the Midwest fronted on Ludacris so motherfucking hard. And I'm like, dog, I don't understand this region rapping and stuff like that. But y'all same motherfuckers was lyrics was so important to y'all, like a couple of, like all this time, really. Lyrics is so motherfucking important to y'all. And who write what and who don't write something that is so important to y'all. But as soon as this Nelly and Ludacris battle got announced, all people in St. Louis and beyond in the Midwest kept on talking about Nelly gonna win because Nelly got more hits. Nelly done sold more records. I'm like, dog, but sales ain't never mattered to y'all before. Whenever somebody bring up sales when it comes to Eminem or Drake, motherfuckers be like, oh, but them niggas ain't real, though. They don't be talking about nothing, which is total bullshit, at least when it comes to Eminem. Drake is dependent on what kind of mood he in. He might be talking about something, he might not. But Drake is at least talking about something more often than he's not.
Right.
And I'm like, dog, I just want to know when the fucking rules change.
To fit their narratives, man.
That, dog, that shit make me so motherfucking mad, though. You know I don't like that motherfucking goalpost moving, dog. If we gonna be like this, we gotta be like this for everybody.
Right. Like that shit get on my nerves, man.
Because it can't just be sales, 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 and then Or I'm sorry. Lyricism. And then when it come to be your guy, then it's all of a sudden lyricism out the window. Man, don't nobody care about lyrics. We only care about hits now. Like, wait a minute. Hold the fuck up.
We only care about hits now. Okay. That's all they keep saying. Even Nelly with this shit. I got my dime. He in there dancing with his diamond plaque. I'm like, man, if you don't get all the way the hell out of here.
And your ass got cleaned the fuck up.
And you up here dancing to your own. You performing.
That nigga Ludacris was picking his fucking fro out. I said, this nigga won.
Hey, this dude went through so many wardrobe changes on this show, man. I was dying. I said, look. If Ludacris would have, if that Lil Wayne and Ludacris song had a release before this battle, and that would have counted, that you might as well just turn it off.
Oh and yeah, that's right. Because it technically it ain't out yet, is it?
No, he was playing. He played it twice. I was like, this mug is dope.
And he got that he got Wayne back. He got Wayne now. Wayne back on his shit, and he's sober again. Woo.
Right, man. Woo. I was like, even Lil Wayne versus dope on this, bro. That R. Kelly line at the beginning of that song had everybody dying. I was like, if he would have played this and it was out, and it's a rap. Ain't no song Nelly got would have beat that. Man. And Nelly not technically relevant in the music. He ain't dropped nothing new, has he?
He hasn't, and that was people's whole argument with talking about Luda. They like, oh, Luda in movies now. Luda ain't dropped nothing in such and such. I'm like, okay, Nelly ain't either. And like, at least Ludacris got a reason for not rapping because he making this Hollywood money. Nelly just ain't rapping just because. What the fuck he doing? Trying to relaunch Apple Bottom Jeans again?
Right, Luda, and then he didn't even play songs off his most recent album. Come on. Do mixtapes count?
They should have.
That what was it? That 21 gigawatts mixtape he had.
Nigga, that other mixtape he had. That back to the was it back to the feature or something like that? Where he was just jacking everybody beat. Man, that's come what on, I'm dog. Talking
about. Yeah,
come on, dog.
Luda was like, I can go acapella if you want. I'm just killing time. I'm like, if he do that, man, I don't even want to see this no more.
Like, let me see, dog. Let me see. So Ludacris came out in 2000. He released Back for the First Time. And then he followed up the very next year with Word of Mouth. Then 2003, Chicken and Beer. 2004, The Red Light District. That's where he flipped that Austin Powers beat.
Battle of the Sexes was probably his worst album.
Yes, nigga, that shit was fucking terrible. But that was like at the tail end of his career because he still had, nigga, if you want to count that motherfucking Ludacris possessed to serve in the peace, which I saw a lot of people throwing that shit in terms of Ludacris released that compilation album and they ain't sell nothing. I'm like, nigga, fucking record label compilation albums don't never sell shit because most of the niggas on the label is whack. Like Nelly ain't released that fucking Dirty ENT album and y'all motherfuckers wasn't trashing it.
Man.
Cause don't nobody want to fucking hear Keywine rap. No disrespect. And don't nobody want to hear Ali rap. No disrespect.
Ali, he threw some. That was a straight, but Nelly ain't say nothing.
What'd he say about Ali? Cause I heard you talking about that. I missed it.
He said, "Hey, and shout out to Ali too." Nelly just laughed, man. I was like, okay.
Cause them niggas ain't them niggas beefing, ain't they?
Yeah. He was dissing Luda.
I mean, wait a minute. Ali was dissing Luda. I thought Nelly and Ali was beefing for a minute. Like recently.
Hey, so
I could be wrong, so don't quote.
Ali was he trashed Luda, man. Accused him of dissing and stealing stuff. That's what it was. And this was a couple days ago. Before the battle, he said he accused Luda of sending shots at Nelly and stealing from him.
Wait a minute.
And he got videos of this. It's on Twitter.
Hold on, dude. Well, I'm not about to go follow this nigga. I just want to just go look up. Look, I want to go to Spotify again. Since niggas going off Spotify numbers now. All of a sudden, everybody care about what Spotify say when y'all.
He said, or no, this is Instagram, my bad. He said, you knew I was eventually going to start telling the truth. Ludacris has been throwing little shots for years. This was one of his little diss moments. He was trying to say he stomps harder than his Air Force Ones. I personally never liked him and always thought he was pure clown. All right. That's just how I looked at it. That's what Ali said.
Okay.
Still going, look, he was like, look, I think Ludacris got a diss track coming for Ali. He said Ludacris has been stealing from us since day one. We dropped Country Grammar a few months later. He tried to duplicate it, the exact same thing, walking back in front of the cars. And then he used to have the nerve to not want to speak when we seen him. Like, ho ass nigga.
Wait a minute, dog. Wait, hold the fuck up.
You still in our whole shit. You that mad that you can't even speak? Called them clown emojis. He said, fuck out of here. These are Ali views. This is not Nelly talking. Murphy Lee or any other ticks. This is all me. I never liked him and never pretended to like I did. Nope, that's fake.
First of all, that nigga Ali don't like nobody or whatever. Because I think he was saying the same thing about Chingy.
Mm-hmm.
He said the same shit about Chingy. And then, man, if I'm looking at this shit, I'm looking at Nelly's releases. So Nelly in 2000, I don't remember the month, but 2000, he dropped Country Grammar the same year that Ludacris dropped Back for the First Time. And then 2002, he dropped Nellyville. Then 2003 was like the Dirty Version, the Reinvention. So basically it was just basically like re-releasing Country Grammar with features on it and shit. And then EI, Ride With Me and all that. Then 2004, this nigga dropped Suit. He dropped the Sweatsuit, you know what I'm saying, shit.
Oh, girl, so, right.
Man, dog, I don't remember shit from either one of these albums that motherfuckers was talking about. Like, ooh, that shit hard. Motherfuckers in St. Louis wasn't even playing that Sweatsuit album.
Nope.
And this was 4 or 5 years after he had debuted. So that nigga had fell off by that point. This according to motherfuckers in the city. He had fell off in 4 or 5 years.
About that country shit.
But this motherfucker's supposed to be like the man and shit like that, and he can beat anybody in. The last song I remember jamming with off of Nelly was I can't remember. It might have been on Sweat or Suit. I don't know. It might have been on Brass Knuckles. Whatever. It was a song with him, Sean Paul from the Young Bloods, and Pimp C that Quit It Man, Cut It Out. And
Only listened to that because Sean Paul was on that moment.
Nigga, it did. I only listened because of Pimp C. Nigga, Pimp C, they put Pimp C on before everybody. I was like, good, so I cut this shit off.
I had at least in Sean P verse. Yeah, I mean, Hot in Here, and I think that was on that album too, wasn't it?
Hot in Here, that was, I think that was Nellyville.
Nellyville, oh, show, damn.
Because that was like early.
And then Drop Down, Get Your Ego. You can't really vibe because he making music for women.
Yep.
His songs ain't really for everybody. I mean, I ain't going around bumping Dilemma. That's just me. I mean, I'll bump Yeah before that. Or what's the other song he had with Sierra? Oh. Let me see. Luda played that shit. It was over too.
So, again, we just going back to Spotify. So, Dilemma had, which, wait a minute. Is Dilemma his song or was that Kelly Rowland's song?
That's on Nellyville.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was about to say, because y'all motherfuckers talk about motherfuckers with features. So, that shit did 300 million, I'm sorry. That shit did 300 million. You know what I'm saying? Ride would be 240 million. Just a Dream, which I think that was like one of his first country songs, right?
Hey, wasn't Ride With Me on Soul Plane?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, so yeah, so he got a few songs that are over 100 million streams.
Yeah.
But again, y'all talking about Spotify. Y'all do know that Spotify only accounts for streams. It does not take into account everything that they done sold their whole fucking career.
Right.
So, let me go ahead and Google this shit.
And I'd be surprised if people be researching sales. What they got to do with what you like?
Motherfucker, but you know what though? Be just like you said, it fit their narrative.
Look, I don't care how much this motherfucker sold. I didn't get no money from that.
Exactly.
I didn't get no award from that. I just like the damn song he's playing, just like everybody else. I was grooving to it. Mm-hmm. I like more Luda song. I ain't got to like Nelly because I'm from St. Louis. A lot of y'all motherfuckers don't even like the sports teams from St. Louis.
Yep.
But like, it's like, if it's here, y'all got to like it. No, the hell I don't.
That was my whole thing, because I'm like, dog, you motherfuckers act like y'all wasn't growing up. Just like, dog, I hate, like, oh man, it's so many motherfuckers from St. Louis who I heard hate on Nelly.
Right, and he from, and y'all, you city cats don't even claim St. Louis, so I don't even know. Y'all on a whole new island, imaginary island.
Okay, wait, but hold on for a second. So I didn't look at this. I just went and Googled both of the numbers. So we talking about, if we just want to go on ahead, and is these just U.S. numbers? So yeah, these just U.S. numbers. I guess I could go worldwide, but I'm going to just go U.S. numbers. They are actually really, Nelly has sold more than Ludacris, because Nelly has sold 21 million albums just in the U.S. over his career. Ludacris has sold 17 million albums in the United States. So it ain't like Ludacris. Y'all motherfuckers front like what nobody buying Ludacris records either. Them motherfuckers is way closer than what y'all want to say.
Hey, you can't tell me if Luda would have played that one song, Alert, or whatever, if the Wario penis is clean, you can't tell me y'all would have been jacked, because that beat is nasty, and the lyrics.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing about it. Like, even if we do say Battle of the Sexes was like his worst album, that's because he was trying to force that concept. Mm-hmm. And before, Ludacris really didn't have any concept albums, but he was trying to force the concept. But at that point, you could tell that Ludacris was kind of falling out of love with music because he had started acting and shit. But the skills were still there. It wasn't like Ludacris just like fell off and just got pushed out of the industry. Ludacris just decided he didn't want to rap no more.
Nothing to rap about.
Exactly. Because
he was just dissing cats.
He like, dude, I done made my fucking money. And yeah, and that's the only time Ludacris would come out, like, for a couple years, is when somebody said, one of these little young boys said something about him, and he had to come out and go ahead and drop a song on him. And then that shit got ended right there.
Yep. Coming to, that's the name of that song. So
who was that young motherfucker who came out, who dissed Ludacris like within the past like 3-4 years? Because me and you talked about it, because he shot a video and everything for that song.
Wasn't that that colorful dude?
Wasn't that Tekashi?
Yeah.
Hey man,
Luda ain't respond back. He just laughed at it.
Luda fucking dropped that damn song and I said, he ain't have to do that boy like that.
Yes, he did. You got to stay in your place sometimes. Hey, I remember when Tekashi tried to diss Eminem and that little shit. Like, nah, come on, man.
Man, Tekashi wanted to be 50 Cent so bad or whatever, which 50 did lay that ground print. So we got to blame 50 for all of these motherfuckers out here now, all these little young boys out here now who just want to diss people. Who want to diss people to get on instead of actually having some damn skills.
Right. 50 was trolling in the music industry. These cats trolling online now.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we glorifying this cat Tekashi, which Ryan Davis said it's a Joker effect. He just we fascinated over the character. I'm like, man, I hated that he used a Joker as an analogy for that to get his point across, but he got a point.
But hasn't the fucking clown or the sideshow really always been glorified in music or whatever? It's just like you ain't got to drop. Yeah, it's just like these motherfuckers just find that shit entertaining in rap. I don't think any other genre does that, because you would have just got ignored. But rappers are so easy to rile up that they'll respond to anything.
And like,
then, And then you give Tekashi all the press he need or whatever. Like the shit, like recently, like with Snoop when Tekashi said Snoop is a snitch because he turned fed on Suge or whatever. Which, you know, Tekashi ain't the first one to say that. Hell, Suge himself even said that Snoop snitched on him to the feds. But my thing is though, now Snoop coming out talking about some, hey, you better keep my name out your mouth or it's gonna be real bad for you. Y'all better hope don't nothing happen to this boy. Cause if it do, all of y'all motherfuckers is on record talking about y'all gonna do something to him.
Right. Man, y'all tripping.
Like, why don't y'all just ignore him, man? But I've said it before and I'll say it again. Rappers are some of the most sensitive bunches of people ever. Musicians, period, are sensitive, but rappers overdo it.
Right, leave that man alone. He's setting all of y'all up.
Mm-hmm. Let him make his like look funny. Cause really, y'all ain't doing nothing but just drawing more people to him, making people like look at him. And I understand people got like these like little different codes or whatever stuff like that, and people mad at him because he snitched and all that. But I felt like he nipped that shit in the bud, like with that first live video he had. He's like, look, man, I ain't a street dude, so I don't follow rules of the streets. He was like, I was playing a character. I'm still playing a character. So what we about to do?
Nothing.
And I respect that more than anything. Him just coming out saying, look, man, I ain't a street dude. I was playing a motherfucking character. I'm still going to play the character because that's what people like. But I ain't a street dude. Look, he had told y'all he ain't no street dude. And if we really want to be frank, a lot of these so-called street dudes, they didn't talk before. And I ain't talking about
that caught.
Dog, I ain't talking about the big time street dudes. I'm talking about like street dudes that you and me probably know that these motherfuckers was like running the block and shit. Then they get locked up and then they back home in like a week. Talking about some, yeah, man, my motherfucking lawyer did this thing. Nigga, you can't afford a goddamn lawyer. You be out here selling fucking nickel bags of weed. You can't afford a fucking lawyer. Your ass fucking told on somebody. Why all of a sudden when your ass came home, three other motherfuckers had to go get locked up? But I digress.
Stay out the streets. Cause you know people, somebody gonna tell on you no matter what you do. Or they either gonna tell on you or let you accomplish what they can't accomplish and then steal your shine.
Mm-hmm. And it's so much hate and jealousy in the streets or whatever. These motherfuckers will go and tell on a motherfucker who they been with who they been on their whole life just because this motherfucker getting more shine than me. I want him out the way so then I'm gonna take over his shit.
Right. Y'all better be careful, man. Y'all wanna stay in the streets. Y'all glorify streets, man. It ain't nothing there for y'all.
Dude, and that's why I say a lot of these people are not street cats. Because if they was, then they would be telling about the bad side of the streets. Because the streets ain't all lovely, everybody getting money. It's so many motherfuckers on the streets who ain't getting money. It's like literally for every 15 street dudes, only one of them niggas for real getting money on a regular basis and getting real money. Right. The rest of these motherfuckers just standing around watching him get money and hating on them and hating on him silently, even though that nigga probably breaking them off with some money. But as soon as that motherfucker don't give them no money and don't look out for them, they gonna turn on his ass too.
Street cats. Man. Stop it.
Just please. So anyway, yeah. So back to this Nelly Ludacris battle. Y'all know how we do. We go off on tangents.
Right.
Do we just want to go and talk about the elephant in the room? We did see some people talking about this shit was tied going into the last round.
Shit was not tied. I'm sorry.
That shit was not tied, dog.
I guess we viewing music differently. I'd probably say that because I'm thinking was with the groove to the type of music Nelly was playing. Nah, that can't. You can't put that up against what Luda was doing. And Nelly even admitted that. So I don't even know what the problem was. He admitted that he ain't got no bangers like Luda. He said that on the stream.
And that should have been enough for these motherfuckers who ain't got no dog in a fight. I mean, you know what? Man, come to think of it, B, you think some of these stupid motherfuckers was betting on this shit? Like, literally put down money on this shit?
Mm-mm. Not an opinion.
Dude, I swear I think these motherfuckers did, man. Because, dude, it had to be some money getting put down with the way we saw certain people who, even after everything had went on and everything, you figure they would have just moved on, like, okay, yeah, he got them, and just start making jokes. These motherfuckers talking about some nigga, I'll fight all of y'all motherfuckers if y'all say Luda War. Like, really?
It was real emotional about this. I really didn't give a damn. I thought Luda won, and if you thought Nelly won, then that's that.
Exactly, because music is subjective. It's an opinion. That's just like movies are subjective. You can't, just because you like something or you don't like something don't mean that either one of y'all are wrong. Y'all just got different taste.
And me knowing that I find out people emotional about it, I've just been posting shit just because I know it's going to make somebody mad. I don't even really care for real. I just, you know what I'm saying? Just because.
You got
I'm about
motherfuckers.
To expose you.
You got motherfuckers ready to throw their damn phones down.
Like, I just I'm trying to show you how bad you get over something stupid. I'm just here laughing.
Man, I think the way these motherfuckers is caping, they gotta have put some money down. Like, I'm like, dude, motherfuckers in Nelly family ain't even caping for him this hard online, I don't think.
Cause it's just music, okay? And here's my thing, man. Look, when you go into stuff like this, it's like they don't suck. Okay, he went diamond for a reason. Ain't nobody saying Nelly suck. He just ain't. He ain't come with it against Ludacris. That's really all that boy down. Who cares? Why y'all getting emotional? You ain't win nothing. You ain't get no trophy. Ain't no trophies involved. It's just boom. Y'all want St. Louis to win something so bad. I mean, the Blues won the Stanley Cup. Boom.
And all y'all motherfuckers acted like y'all was a y'all been hockey fans for decades.
Oh, golly. We can start on that.
Niggas can't name not one Blues player, but they're like, yeah, man, we did it.
Right, because St. Louis winning. Like, as soon as St. Louis winning, everybody want to jump in. To me, it's just a city. And a lot of people call it a crappy city, and they move. So, look.
Oh, shit, here we go. I knew you was going to do it.
Look, you call it St. Louis a shitty city. Ain't nothing happening here. But then you move to a city where the people over there, the natives that built that city up to make it what it is, they ain't never left that mug. So you going to help them out instead of staying here and try to vouch and get some of the stuff over here. Mm-hmm. Instead of building this city up so we can have everything. Tell these little Thundercats to stop fighting and shooting everybody. We'll be straight. We can have all this stuff. The problem with St. Louis is the taxes. They like to tax some of these businesses, and if they can stop St. Louis from taxing the businesses so much, we'll be all right. We can have most of this stuff. But you got motherfuckers, when they do build this stuff, they tearing it down. They coming in there and armed. What you coming into the place with guns for? Mm-hmm. We just trying to sit down and eat and have fun. I ain't trying to talk no shit. This ain't the 90s where y'all motherfuckers just going to the clubs and looking for somebody. Oh, ain't no more 666 crunk songs in the club no more.
These motherfuckers are already talking about starting that shit up again too. Soon as everything opened back up, they talk. I saw one motherfucker said, man, soon as the East Side opened back up, man, I'm going over there and I'm hitting somebody in the head with a bottle. And they was dead serious.
Why though, man? That's why we don't have nothing. All these clubs in Miami still open.
Oh, shit. Man,
the eyes still open because all the other people be going into that mug. I guess that's what I be hearing. I don't know because I ain't never been. I just hear it's like that's like the gay club, pretty much in St. Louis. Not for me. That's from what I see. One of the people going there post. Cats be going in there looking dressed like the Tin Man with the flashy outfits and stuff like that. And
they want to make it clear it ain't him. He ain't over there.
And that's why the club is still open. Maybe y'all need to mask these other clubs like that and go in that mud. Maybe to certain people to stay out. just to have some fun because you want to vibe and listen to music. You don't care about shit else.
I mean, but if anything, this has taught us that this pandemic has taught us, like, you got like the club quarantine and everything, and then the verse battles and all that. It's taught you, which me and you already knew because we're introverts, but you don't need to take your ass outside. Y'all need to go to fucking clubs. You can go ahead and stay your motherfucking ass at the damn house and go ahead and still jam and not have all that drama and shit like that. Some of y'all motherfuckers want to go out just so y'all can start some shit.
Right, I don't even really care about the clubs. I just want my Comic-Con and my conventions to open back up. That's all I cared about these days. That's fun because I ain't going to tell them what happened in the Comic-Con because then these motherfuckers going to want to try.
They going to want to start covering.
Yeah.
They gonna fuck just up Comic-Con for the rest.
Because this one dude, he be posting online about the stuff that be happening in Comic-Con. I'm like, no, stop. Let them move. How they moving. Don't tell them what's going on here. Mm-mm. And what's really at these places, these events.
Is it the one dude who be liking to bring people into the friends group?
Nah.
I was gonna say that you and I know.
Nah, just somebody else.
Oh, okay.
They've been there just as long as you had at the company.
I don't say okay, because yeah, the one who was trying to who'd like to tell people how to run their podcast or what people to listen to. even though they don't have a podcast that we know of, or that anybody listens to, but. You know, you gonna tell me how to run a podcast though? I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to start no beef, but if you gonna tell us how to run a podcast, then I need to hear your podcast. Oh, you don't have one? So what the fuck do you know?
Boom.
It'll be different if you telling me how to run a podcast and you got a successful podcast that's like in like the top Spotify most downloaded podcast, something like that. You don't even have one. You're just a consumer. This podcast may not be for you.
Right.
Or if you think we doing it wrong, start your own shit.
Be like, this is how to do a podcast. I'll tune in.
Nigga, I hate listening, nigga. I'll probably hack their server. I get my man Will, you know, Will a computer hacker. I know he hate when I say that shit. That nigga gonna cuss me out. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh. So, what's the next verse battle gonna be? Did they announce it?
We still waiting on Bone and 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I thought that shit was supposed to happen before this.
They saying they want to make sure it get done right. So, I don't know. And I didn't know the producers were involved in these and what songs they can play.
What you mean?
Man, you know, like this day and age, we starting to see more and more stuff with copyright issues and who did this beat, then they going to have to get paid for it if it get played. And shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
But damn, that should be just covered in like the initial contract that y'all signed. Like, this shit is already out here, so I should be able to play it.
So, remember when we talked about them streams?
Yeah.
And so I guess if it's getting played on Instagram, somebody getting paid right now.
Oh, you get paid off of that? The Instagram streams?
Yeah, I thought that was considered streams too. That's why they coming down on that stuff. That's why you gotta have your own original shit these days.
Man.
So but that's like his that's stuff, almost, so everybody probably going back to his CDs and listening to that stuff too.
But yeah, but that's almost like you gotta do a whole nother contract then. You gotta do a contract like for social media, and then you gotta do one for like normal royalty record sales.
I think they did. Cause somebody was controlling that whole thing, man. Because they play certain songs, and I guess, so I wonder, I don't know, man, this shit, the music industry just wild, copyright stuff, I hate the copyright stuff.
And that's kind of like how,
and it's hurting from it.
Right. And I think that might be kind of like, you know, like I just go back to the Babyface and Teddy Riley battle and how they was able to play everything, probably because they produced it. And in Babyface case, he wrote the shit too. So right, it's kind of like, I got ownership of this. Even with Neo, because Neo and Jonta Austin, they did one where they was just playing songs that they had written for people.
Mm.
So, man, I don't know how the fuck they do this shit, man.
So instead of like me saying, oh, Luda cheating because we doing the features, maybe he produced that shit. We don't even know.
Yeah, because it ain't like motherfuckers really be paying attention to that shit. Paying attention to the...
Maybe he wrote Sierra's verse.
Mm.
Maybe he wrote some of the shit that Usher was saying.
Mm.
Maybe he had input, man. People be forgetting about this stuff. Oh, that's a feature, but you don't know how much input did they have on this stuff.
And my thing is this, though. Is he or is he not on the song? Is he an artist on the song or not? So that's the way it was always done before with all the other battles. It don't matter if you was even, it didn't have to be your song specifically. You could just be featured on there. If you just specifically playing your verse and we going off of your verse, then all the other shit don't matter.
Right. In that case, he could have played the song with Lil Jon. What was that? With
Bia Short. Bia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't play that shit.
Yeah, hey, that verse would have. That's what I'm lyrically. Luda killed him.
Look, man, dog. And dog, now you know why I was getting so mad. I'm like, I hate that y'all motherfuckers making me care about this shit, but they tricked me into it every time, B, when I heard these motherfuckers acting like somebody who we all done agreed on for years is nice, but because they ain't put out nothing in the past like 2 months, all of a sudden they ain't nice no more. And I'm like, nigga, you had they CDs. You was bumping they CDs back in the day. What the fuck is you talking about? They ain't nobody.
Right. I used to love waking up to MTV when Saturday came on. That was my jam back then.
I would like to see, even though I know it'll never happen, I would, and even though I think if we gonna really be honest, he would get washed in it. But I would like to see Jeezy go up against up against Gucci Mane.
Mm.
Even though I don't think that they would do it, I don't think Gucci would do it. I think Jeezy might go on ahead and do it because Jeezy then fell off and he probably just like, yeah, whatever, let me go ahead and get some shine.
All he had to do was play that, Trap 101? I forget the name of the CD.
But I think with them two, it'd be almost kind of like a Jai 50 thing where y'all literally just got to go hits. Y'all can't be trading disc records with each other.
Right.
Because then that's where it's going to devolve into something else. But I would like to see Jeezy go up against somebody. I don't know. Maybe had Jeezy and Juvenile go up against each other. Because I think Jeezy and Gucci Mane might be again. It probably won't happen because it's a history of beef there. And then Jeezy would get his ass totally washed because Gucci still coming with hits and Jeezy trying to struggle to get back to his sound. That nigga still making that nigga still making Thug Motivations trying to recapture that sound. Niggas like, nope.
It's done.
It's all the
trash back.
Oh, nigga. Hey, you know what? That was a prime example. Cause did you listen to that Manny Fresh and Scott Storch battle?
Yeah.
So that was like almost a prime example of music just being subjective. Because I thought Manny Fresh, I ain't gonna say he cleaned Scott Storch up. It was a real good battle, but I'm like, if you ask me, I think Manny Fresh played more songs that I like that he produced than Scott Storch did.
Right, and a lot of them songs wasn't even his. It was Scott's. I can't even say. I'm like 50 now. I can't say his name.
They was Dre's songs.
Yeah.
But he was a co-producer on there. So I guess that's how they got around that. And plus, if we've been
because that's crazy. Because them beats by Drake.
if we being honest though, Dr. Dre in the past few years has kind of become like Puff Daddy or whatever, dog. Like he'll be in the studio and probably just be like, oh yeah, that sound good. Hey, add like a bass line over here. And then it'll just say all of a sudden say produced by Dr. Dre. Because that's what Puff is doing for years or whatever. And Puff even admit that. Puff like, nah, man, the hit makers would do that shit. And then I would come in there and be like, yeah, add a hi-hat right here. And then he basically just give like the final approval. And then that's when it'll say, all produced by Sean Puffy Combs. So. Hey, dog, Will just sent some in the group chat. He got that motherfucker Scooby-Doo meme. That motherfucker at first showed Nelly. Then they say, now let's see who it really is. Then that shit showed. That nigga fucked that damn shit up.
Hey, Nelly said this, not us. He said he gonna get in his Teddy Riley stand. So we insinuating that we know exactly what he was insinuating. So don't. And he blamed it on the rain.
Man. I would like to see some more R&B battles. I really did like that Erykah Badu and Jill Scott battle. Even though, you know, Jill Scott won it as I thought she would. Well, to me, she won it. I'm going to say that. Because you can't be giving your opinion no more.
Man.
Niggas get R&B mad. Battles. Niggas get mad and tell you that you stupid when you get your opinion.
I don't even know who I want to see in an R&B battle for real. Mm-hmm. So we talking R&B or we talking like New Jack's Swing is because I don't know. I think them cats get thrown in there too.
I always consider R&B and New Jack Swing to kind of be like the same, but I see what you're saying where New Jack Swing kind of had like the edginess to it where it wasn't like slow songs, it was like a bunch of like, you know, like up tempo shit and dancing. Yeah. Then they had like the rap features, or sometimes they were sort of rapping themselves like Bobby Brown.
Right. Cause like Boys to Men, they were singing on that, but they had a beat, like that beat to it.
But it's also like, let's go with like a Jodeci, where you think of Jodeci, you think them slow songs, but also Jodeci has some edge to them.
So let's say Casey and JoJo, can they play Jodeci songs if they battle somebody? Actually, they sang this song. Did Devontae and them sing that? They just played the instruments.
Devontae produced it, and Mr. Dalvin. Nine times out of ten, produce and Devontae would write it.
Casey and JoJo can't go against nobody, man. I think they would kill the whole game.
Dude, man, if they allowed to play Jodeci shit, because that's another thing, motherfuckers acting like Jodeci ain't inspired some of like the greatest R&B groups ever.
Right.
Because I think every group that tried to come out after 95 was mimicking Jodeci.
Right. And then I think they can go against maybe Silk. I don't know.
And you know what? Who I would like to see them go against, even though it was two different eras technically, but their sounds match up. And plus, they actually said that, yeah, we were inspired by Jodeci. We try to do our best Jodeci impersonations. I'd like to see Jodeci versus Drew Hill.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I want to see this.
Yeah, that's a battle for your ass. Okay, I can see it.
Forever My Lady versus Beauty or
ooh, that Lately though. Oh no, though, because you said Jodeci, Casey and JoJo, just them two. Oh man.
Mm-hmm. Nigga.
Yeah, that's gonna be a tough.
That's gonna be, you know what though? I don't think Drew Hill got the stamina. I think Drew Hill may have enough to make it interesting for about like 10 rounds, and after that, Casey and JoJo, well, Jodeci would just run away with it.
Well, if they doing 20 songs, I think it's 20 songs. Is it 10 a piece?
Yeah. Well, no, I thought it was 20 altogether. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think it is 20 all together. Yeah, so 10 apiece. So they might survive then.
Mm-hmm. They might make it closer than what it should be.
Right. They got to play. So, okay. So now they got to play the right songs.
Yep.
For the verses.
Yeah, it got to be, it becomes a chess match at that point. It got to be real strategic with what you're going to play, because you can't just play some bullshit because you only got so many tries at it.
Because I got five steps. Five steps might kill a couple of their tracks if they don't pick the right songs.
Nigga, that one song that that Drew Hill had when they brought on that new nigga when they tried to come back out
that song. I know what you're talking about.
I should be, or you should be the nigga. I should be your boyfriend. That shit went hard, dog.
Okay. So yeah, that'd be a battle. They need to go ahead and kick that off.
Hey, you know who else who I'm thinking of too? Might, you know, it might be I would probably like to see it. I'll Be Sure versus Tevin Campbell.
I remember back in it, my mom hated. No, it was my stepdad that didn't like I'll Be Sure because he said he couldn't sing.
But that also kind of turns into Teddy Riley versus Babyface again, because Teddy Riley, I believe, produced and wrote a lot of I'll Be Sure stuff. And then on the flip side, Tevin Campbell was being handled by Babyface, at least for like that first album.
Okay, so take I'll Be Sure out. What about Tevin Campbell and Soul for Real?
But see, that's a whole group though, man. That's like,
yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's like, which I was trying to think about people who was popular around the same time that Tevin was, who was like solo acts. Now, what if you do like Soul for Real versus Soul for Real versus Bell Biv DeVoe?
I think they might mop the floor with Bell Biv DeVoe.
You think so?
How many hits they really had, or that people can name besides Poison?
I mean, well, yeah, I was gonna say Poison. They got the song From Above the Rim. They got they go Slow It Down. They can do that. Tell Me When Will I See You Smile Again? I Thought It Was Me.
And that grew really a solo act.
Yeah, cause hey, nah, nigga, don't be hey.
Nah, I love nah. Bell Biv DeVoe. Just saying, dude, guess what's a solo?
Nigga, Roddy would try and sing every now and then.
I'm still trying to figure out how these cats got into the group, though. I'm just like,
Because they fit with that harmony, you know, especially back in like the 80s and 90s. It would always be them niggas in the group who wouldn't ever sing. And you like, dude, how come we never heard them sing solo? Because they just fit with the harmony on the chorus and shit.
I feel like the movie depicted Bobby Brown wrong, because they acted like he couldn't really sing for real. But this dude cat still blew up. That makes sense.
Well, Bobby ain't never been the best singer in the world to me or whatever, but, you know, I mean, he could at least hold the tune. Yeah, better than them other dudes.
So we get Bobby Brown in the mix. He got all hits, and he outshined them cats in the group.
I would like to see a Bobby Brown. If we're going to go with New Edition, and who knows if they might not do it or not, because I think them niggas beefing with each other again. But I'd like to see Bobby Brown versus... Man, I like to see Bobby Brown versus Johnny Gill, even though I know, granted, those are two total contrasts in styles.
Because Bobby Brown fit the New Jack Swing because he was with Teddy Riley.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nigga, Bobby Brown versus Keith Sweat, because Keith Sweat was New Jack Swing all the way, too.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, nigga. The battle of the two niggas who they said, where everybody say KC.
Right.
But somehow they done made all this money.
I'm like, listen, yeah, I say he be whining, but I still be listening to songs still hit, though.
Nigga, right. You look past that shit.
Right. I'm like, he is whining, but, you know, I feel like Feature trying to be like him. He like the Keith Sweat, a rap.
Hey, did you listen to that new Future yet?
Oh, my God. The him telling that she belongs to the street. He whining on every song. She don't know she belongs. I don't know what he be saying.
He told Tekashi about his baby mama too. Tekashi was like, "So I'm supposed to be loyal to a bunch of dudes who was fucking my baby mama behind my back, and now she coming at me talking about she wants some child support." Future was like, "Hey, she belonged to the streets. Let the streets pay her tale. Basically, like, let them niggas who been fucking her pay her child support."
Right, because now we don't know if that's his kid or not. That's what
For real? He saying that now?
That's what I would say. I don't even know if it's mine now.
Oh, because she a little loose.
Right. Because, yeah.
Right. I'm not even going. Right. I know. I got something for entertainment. Have you seen that new Justice League animated movie? That Dark Apocalypse War?
No, that I forgot it came out. That's the last one, ain't it?
Shit, it better be. Which I want to know where they gonna take it in from here on out. Like, are they gonna try and just go back to the Timverse now? Because I guess that all that shit technically wasn't supposed to be a part of the Bruce Timm verse.
Right. Because Bruce Timm made the movies.
So, who the hell knows? Oh, did you know it was supposed to be a second Batman Beyond movie after Return of the Joker, but then they were saying Return of the Joker didn't sell like how they thought it would. So, that's why they canned the movie. The second movie.
I ain't tripping, man. They sleeping on Batman Beyond.
Dude, Return of the Joker was a good movie, man. And I think a lot of people finding out about it now through the DC through the DC app. They finding out how beastly that movie was. And, well, not even through that, because it ain't on there. Huh. Good job, DC. That shit on Amazon.
Man, I want to see how people miss it. They used to come on Cartoon Network all the time.
That shit was good, man. But you know how it go.
Ain't too much entertainment. Flash ended on some weak shit because they ain't been in production. So I guess they had to end it how they had to.
Yeah, that's where a lot of shows ended like that. They had to stall out like they season finales because they was like, yeah, so I guess when the shows come back next year, and that's even considering the fact that they're going to be able to start production on time.
Right.
Because a lot of people ain't talking about that, but when the shows come back next year, then that's when they gonna have like two or three part arcs or whatever at the beginning of the season to kind of like do the finales that they wanted to do.
Man, Will just tagged me in the post saying they're trying to get Jordan Peele to do a live action Gargoyles movie.
Oh, I'm here for that. Jordan batting 1,000, dog. If depending on what studio do it, if they get the right, well, it had to be Disney. And from what all y'all Disney people be telling me, Disney got like the best CGI ever, because every time y'all be talking about like the effects on Disney movies and the effects on DC movies, y'all be like, nah, can't nobody do CGI like Disney. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, man. Some of them cats can't even spell CGI. Hit them with that. See what happens. Watch their brain unfold. Like, what? Yeah, if you thought about it, then there's something wrong.
Man. Because I be looking at some of that shit. Like, granted, I ain't about to sit up because, of course, DC just has some shitty CGI, i.e. that Superman's mustache in Justice League when they try to cover that shit up.
Oh, yeah, you could tell.
That shit looked disgusting, dog.
Like, why? I heard they dropping it. They keep talking about the Snyder's Cut. They're going to drop it on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm. But you know what, though? That's why I brought up that Justice League Dark Apocalypse War, because according to Zack Snyder and a lot of people associated with the production of the Justice League movie, they were saying that's the movie Snyder wanted to make. But the Warner Brothers executives were like, nah, you can't make that. And now they got the animated film out of basically what Snyder wanted to do.
It's a damn shame. Let Snyder do his thing, man. They tripping.
Motherfuckers acting like Snyder ain't a good director, dog. I'm like, dog, he's he's one of them people that motherfucking fanboys just then ruined his fucking life.
For no reason. Like, we all want to, look, man, I want the entertainment, man. I don't even care what this versus shit, like this Marvel versus DC. I don't care about this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all, the only reason now I'm caring about it is because. Because
y'all starting to act stupid.
Yeah, y'all dissing, like, DC, like, wait a minute. Come on, man. Why are we doing this dumb shit? I don't care. I like both of them, but now you making me choose a side.
These motherfuckers acting like, they acting like DC ain't never put out a good movie ever, dog. And that's the shit that was making me mad. I'm like, okay, did Dawn of Justice have holes in it? Yeah, but you can't, man. Man, Dawn of Justice was not total trash, dog. That shit, I would say that shit was probably like a 3.5 out of 5.
Right. And then, like, I don't understand. Like, I hate just the fanboy shit because they just make you hate stuff for no reason. Like the video game consoles. I'm like, man, I don't even got the energy to be hating this shit. But y'all, like, they just hate. People just hate Microsoft. I'm like, but y'all bitch ass motherfuckers using Microsoft products every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I'm staying away from that. That's Microsoft. And they give it little nicknames like Micro Dick and stuff. I'm like, but you using the shit on your PC when you load up. When you go to work, you're using Microsoft products. When you start up your car, some of that shit is just micro. Man, come on. Like, y'all giving this shit nicknames and y'all using this shit. I can't say nothing about. Yeah, man. That's the latest I saw. I'm like, but you using this shit, though. So now I told this one dude, I was like, so when you pull up your PC, that shit say micro dick on it, you still use it? You just sit and stare at the micro dick software. Say, so you got micro dick on your computer. Shut your dumb ass up. Using the software, I don't like Sony, like Evolve. I don't say nothing about Sony. I don't care. Like, damn, I play whatever on what's what. Like, these people, Marvel and DC, it's just like they got the same damn publishers.
They really do. They got the same publishers. And if you look at a lot of the characters are similar, and a lot of, on both sides, they just stole character shit from each other.
And I never really called it out and be like, oh, they did this. I'm like, because they both done it. So we all looking stupid arguing over what the best comic book is. Like, just like both.
Man, I know what. I can't wait for them to make this motherfucker Squirrel Girl movie in Marvel and these motherfucking Marvel fanboys to be like, man, this shit the greatest thing ever.
Y'all don't even know nothing about no damn Squirrel Girl.
Hey, man, them niggas gonna swear Squirrel Girl better than Wonder Woman.
If they should have put her, because she beat up Thanos.
Yeah, they should have put her in the Avengers movie.
Look at them. Like, they go see her like, damn.
Them motherfuckers gonna be confused too. It's gonna be a battle of the conscience because you know them niggas don't read comic books.
No.
So it's and gonna be a. They gonna be like, they made this shit up.
And then these cats finally looking at the DC shit, talking about the Titans is dope and stuff. I'm like, where y'all been at, man? Been told you to watch this shit.
Man, remember when the DC app first dropped and they had Titans on there, which the DC app, if we remember, it dropped and it actually had some actual shows on there. It wasn't doing like the Disney app where it's dropping and they like, oh, you got to wait like almost a year to see these Marvel joints.
Right. I don't want to hear nothing Disney talking about right now. I just dropped the shit. Like, because you get me excited for some shit that's not coming out for years.
Dog, they shouldn't have dropped that shit if they didn't at least have one of them shows ready.
Right. Like Obi-Wan Kenobi, something. Man. And now they talking about they gonna have the damn Percy Jackson series. I'm like, if y'all don't just drop this shit now, because don't be telling me what's coming on there now.
Yeah, just let that shit be a surprise.
Right, because now I'm look up at like when they were talking about them shows, the Obi-Wan and what else, and then they said in the X-Men shit, but no dates. Maybe later this year. I was like, man, if y'all don't get the fuck on.
Man. But like, yeah, that Titan shit or whatever, motherfuckers try to tell me that Titans won shit. And I'm like, all right, clearly you ain't watched the show, but I'm gonna let you go and have it. Man, I had a motherfucker tell me that they weren't even comparing it to like Runaways on Hulu, which a lot of y'all motherfuckers ain't watched that TV because y'all ain't know it was Marvel.
Mm.
But these motherfuckers were trying to tell me that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was killing Titans. I say, man, I say, clearly you haven't watched Titans, and I don't want to talk to you anymore.
And y'all ain't watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. either.
Nigga, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are fucking trash.
I can't even get past the first season. I'm towards the end, too. And I've been trying to watch this shit for 8 years.
Dog, I tried. So, like, I think I got all the way up to, like, season two. Midway through season two. And I think that's when they did the crossover with one of them Thor movies. And I was like, I don't understand.
And then Josh Whedon putting his people from Buffy and Angel on this show. And I was just like, what the fuck is he doing? And then I saw the Deathlock. I'm like, I don't even know what's going on. I couldn't watch it no more.
And then dumb motherfuckers also on some bullshit because don't nobody want to talk about the snafu Marvel had with that fuck when they tried to drop the Inhuman show. Well, Inhumans was supposed to be a fucking movie, and then they saw that shit wasn't really working because they tried to introduce it in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a movie, right?
Was it
just supposed to be a TV show?
No, it was supposed to be the movie because they had the Guardians at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Remember the cut scene with Stan Lee in a spacesuit? He was on the are they called the Guardians? The bald headed dudes.
Oh, the Watchers.
The Watchers, yeah. Remember they had that cutscene with the Watchers? Or the final credits, my bad.
Yeah.
So I thought the movie was coming. But then they just did the TV show instead after that. And that shit was trash. When you cut Medusa's hair off, I was done.
Hey, man. Didn't they have Black Bolt actually talking?
Trying to. I was like, I thought when he did the whisper, about to hit the fan.
This nigga be leveling fucking small countries and shit with just a whisper, but this motherfucker talking in like
he was kind of whispering a little bit, but he was using sign language. I'm like, how y'all beat this dude? Like, and how y'all cut off Medusa's hair like that? Like, nah, man, y'all can't even get close to her.
Oh shit. Hey, and man, her don't cut. That shit was so fucking trash. But these motherfuckers don't want to bring that shit up, but they always bringing up what was trash in the DCEU.
That's what I'm saying, man. They equally got some shit that was a little bit off, but at least bring up your shit.
Exactly. Because, I mean, while I did enjoy Captain Marvel was, yeah, I enjoyed it, but that movie was some shit too, if we gonna be for real. With the way they had them scrolls like that, and that shit was basically just like a fucking comedy. It totally switched the fucking tone of the movie. It was supposed to be all serious and shit in the end of the world. Then all of a sudden it's a fucking comedy and she living with the motherfuckers and shit.
And they they don't talk about Spider-Man Far From Home either. I know we didn't diss this movie all time and time on the show, but I'm just saying. I can't see anybody really liking that movie like that.
That fucking man, and really the only reason why Spider-Man Homecoming was so damn good was because of fucking Keaton.
Right. Hold up. I watched Amazing Spider-Man 2 the other day, and I was like, this is even better than Far From Home, and this movie was bad.
Man, motherfuckers don't want to give. Well, yeah, that second movie was horrible. That first one, though, that first Amazing Spider-Man, man, that shit was fucking high fire.
But the reason why I'm saying the second one, Amazing one, was better than Far From Home because this cat was fighting.
He wasn't running around getting tricked and shit, trying to be friends with everybody.
Right. He was fighting. He knew exactly what to do. The spider senses. He wouldn't get beat up by nobody. He knew how to use the spider webs. He knew exactly what to do. They picking and choosing when he get to do something strong in this Marvel universe, like the Infinity War and stuff like that. He just stay getting called. How you get called by the Guardians?
Man, I'm just tired of being honest, dog. I'm tired of seeing Peter Parker as a fucking teenager, dog. Like, I hope whenever they out, even if he does stay in the MCU and they never redo a reboot, can y'all at least make this motherfucker age? I don't want to continue to see this motherfucker be a high school or college student. Like, can we go ahead and get to this motherfucker being a family man and shit?
He got to age because he playing in a movie called Uncharted, where he playing a grown man.
Man, I'm just so fucking tired of this shit, dude. And I just got a problem with Tom Holland, dude. I think Tom Holland is not a good Spider-Man. That motherfucker's whiny, and I just don't like it. And that's probably how they're telling him to play the role, but I'm like, dog, you fucking annoying to me.
They need to stop telling him to play that role, because I don't remember Peter Parker. Peter Parker was on a mission.
Yeah, that he motherfucker, man, they be having that motherfucker like on the verge of tears. This nigga emo Spider-Man.
Yeah, so they need to rewrite this motherfucker.
Man.
At least toughen him up in his next Spider-Man movie.
Please. Because, I mean, spoiler alert, but yeah, you should have seen it by now if you were a fan of Marvel movies or just a fan of comic book movies. Spoiler alert, that motherfucker got totally tricked in that last movie, and now this nigga framed for murder.
Now what?
So if that shit don't toughen him up... then ain't nothing gonna do it.
And then I think he about to fight Venom and, oh boy, what's that dude's name?
Carnage.
No.
What, Anti-Venom?
Not the Venom movie, the vampire dude.
Oh, Morbius.
Morbius, yeah. Hey, Venom ain't gonna stand a chance against Carnage if he don't get that Spider-Man DNA.
So how are they gonna do that though with Venom coming over to the MCU or Spider-Man coming over to the Sonyverse?
I don't know. They said Tom Holland's supposed to be in the movie, so I'm assuming he gets the black suit. So this is what I'm thinking. I don't think how it's gonna play out is he gonna have a black suit to do whatever he need to do in the next Spider-Man movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Carnage is going to wreak havoc for a little bit. Venom probably going to do this. I don't know. Something going to happen in this Carnage movie where Carnage is still around. But then they're going to have a part three, Venom 3, and Eddie Brock going to have a Spider-Man DNA with his Venom suit, and then they're going to clash with Carnage again. I don't know. That's just my thought. This shit might be real confusing.
Or you think they gonna do some shit like where if Tom Holland does show up in the Sonyverse stuff, he ends up like showing up, but he never really puts on the costume.
They better not. I ain't watching it if they do that shit.
Be like, yeah, we'll have Peter Parker show up, but because I thought Sony still had a deal signed with Andrew Garfield to where he could still play Spider-Man in their movies.
He said they fired him.
They what?
He said they fired him. I think he was on Ellen. Like the year after when the Tom Holland was announced as a new Spider-Man.
I think
there's an article out there about it too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But if they do the Spider-Verse, he can come back.
He can just be from another timeline or some shit.
Which his timeline is more accurate for me because Gwen Stacy dead and then Mary Jane coming into play.
Mm-hmm.
That make more sense for me. He a grown-ass man because obviously he actually went through the through school and then through college.
Yeah.
He actually got a job. I'm tired of the high school antics.
That's why I think they should do with, speaking of like Elseworlds and merging timelines, I've been saying that for years, they should do that with DC. They should kind of like just abandon the whole Justice League thing for a minute, which it seems like they're about to do that now, but just have like them self-contained and then doing like one-offs like they did with like Joker. Like I keep on hearing they probably going to do with this next Superman movie because they probably going to have the Black Superman.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? Kyle Zod or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm. And Michael B. Jordan trying to play their role. He been campaigning for it.
Yeah, this one will be interesting. People gonna get inside their feelings. Or I'm waiting on it.
Oh man, they gonna swear up and down that these motherfuckers just making up stories again. This shit has been in the comic books. It was written. It's been a Black Batman before too. Stan Lee wrote it. So if Stan Lee wrote it, then guess what? All y'all Marvel fanboys should like it because y'all saying Stan Lee can't do no wrong or couldn't do no wrong. R.I.P.
And Black Batman is just a mantle, so as long as he ain't anybody. Bruce Wayne.
Right, and he not Bruce Wayne. Then the nigga name was like Walter Williams or something like that. And he ain't got Bruce Wayne backstory, dude. This motherfucker got framed for murder. And he ended up becoming Batman after he broke out. And his bat suit don't look nothing like the bat suit that we know of. So you would think people would be more, you know, more subjective to like wanting to hear shit like that. But instead of just hearing the same story over and over again.
They just need to go watch the movie, man. That's all.
Man, I would
watch the movie and just look at that.
Dude, I would have liked to see a Batman Beyond movie, and I still think they could probably do it. And they probably could have Ben play like an old ass Batman, play like the older Bruce Wayne or whatever, and then maybe find like a teenager, or somebody who looked like a teenager, like Zac Efron or some shit, to play. You know what I'm saying? To play Terry McGinnis.
I don't know why they haven't done it. He would fit they like suit, building a suit around his height.
Mm-hmm.
He actually probably could have been Spider-Man, but you know.
Nigga, how dare you suggest that? Well, yeah, man. So I don't know. You know, Swamp Thing, speaking of streaming services, Swamp Thing coming to the CW.
Wasn't that show kind of graphic?
It's going to be on CW, but they basically just going to be re-airing the episodes that already aired on DC, on the DC app, because they just need some content since ain't nothing in production right now.
So that shit going to be edited.
But we going to see if, because they said depending on the ratings, it might actually be a chance that Swamp Thing could be on the CW. Which I think that's a bad idea, like you said, because it's gonna take a whole lot from it that made it good.
Keep that shit on HBO Max.
Yep.
Or do what you do with what is it, The Last OG? You had an unedited version on TV and put the edited version on demand or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The uncut version on there.
Man. I'm still mad. I know what they better do a damn Red Hood show. I don't want a Red Hood movie. I want a whole series, because y'all can't unpack all the Red Hood's history in a fucking movie.
Nope. That's why we need to. I was telling Will this. A lot of this stuff need to be shows, series. Mm-hmm. Some of these movies, because it's like it doesn't make sense. And some of these DC have to be shows.
That's what apparently they're going to do with Green Lantern. Now, I'm still not sure if it's going to be if it's going to be animation, or if it's going to be a live action, but Green Lantern is getting the series on HBO Max.
Good. I'm here for it. Hopefully.
Man, I hope it's a live action, and they just flush out all the mythos of it, and then that way everybody get what they want, because theoretically, you should be able to get everybody's Green Lantern on. You should be able to get Hal Jordan. You should be able to get John Stewart. So it can't just be John Stewart and motherfuckers get mad and shit. Though. So, Green Lantern wasn't black.
It's another mantle, but it's a whole bunch of Green Lanterns. They need to go Google.
Dude, you still got motherfuckers who saying this shit, man. I'm like, damn, I thought we abandoned that. I thought everybody figured out that Green Lantern actually existed in the comic books back when the Justice League cartoon was on.
Yep, and they favor more John Stewart than they did Hal Jordan.
Hal didn't start showing up until the DC animated movies, right?
And that was it. It still went back to John.
Yeah, because I remember, what was that, Superman on the Superman cartoon? Hal Jordan didn't even show up on there when they had Green Lantern. They had fucking Kyle Rayner show up on there.
Because he was, yep.
He was the Green Lantern in the books at the time, I think.
I think he favored more like a Robin type of character, and everybody was trying to look to see what he was about. He had the cooler mask, and I think that's what it boiled down to.
Yeah, and then you had the Justice League show where they put John Stewart in there, and then like you said, John Stewart still being in some of the movies and stuff too. And then you got Guy Gardner didn't even have his turn on TV. He was on that Batman Brave and the Bold. He was the primary Green Lantern on Earth.
Right.
Man, don't nobody give a fuck about no fucking Hal Jordan.
Just show him getting possessed by what's his face?
Yeah, just make him Parallax out the gate.
Parallax, yeah.
Because man, Hal Jordan boring as fuck, man. If we gonna keep it real,
it is true. Guy Gardner better, even though he an asshole, but he's still more interesting than Hal.
That nigga Batman knocked that Guy Gardner out. shit. But like you said, dude, it's just mantles, man. Like with the Blue Beetle. The Blue Beetle is now being played by a Hispanic young man. And if Blue Beetle was more of a popular character, motherfuckers probably still be getting mad about that. Because I seen, like, nerds get mad about it. Like, oh, my God, you guys killed off Ted Kord to make Blue Beetle a Hispanic, and you guys are just trying to go on ahead and just kill off all the characters that we know and just replace them with people of color. Like, that's a bad thing.
Right, who cares? It's a story. Read it. They right. Tell us. They just telling you how it's happening.
Exactly. Is the story good or not?
Like, we've been... Like every character was all white back then. We ain't complain.
Yeah. Who was the first the one?
Of color to change?
I guess to change was, but yeah, who was like the first black comic book character? I know, like, in terms of like live action stuff, I think Blade was the first black comic book character on the big screen, right?
I think so.
And
yeah, he was.
And then, like, we go like the comic. We go like the black.
Go ahead. Who came out? Spawn or Blade?
Spawn. Damn, Spawn. I keep off again. Spawn was black, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Todd McFarlane, man. He did that shit before it was cool.
Right. Ain't been the same character.
Oh, yeah. What's his face? Not Todd McFarlane, but his friend Rob Liefeld, who created Deadpool. His ass went off on Disney a couple days ago.
Why?
Man, he talking about Deadpool 3 probably ain't gonna never come to Disney because Disney don't know what the fuck to do with a character like that. And if he has some say in it, he not gonna let Deadpool 3 appear on Disney because he don't want Deadpool to be watered down. And basically the shit we've been saying for a while.
Yeah, it sucks that he ain't got no choice of that. They gonna find some new. Yeah, but Ryan ain't gonna be in it if that's the case.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna watch Deadpool.
Man.
So they gonna have to do something.
I heard somebody say it. I can't remember who said it, but I did hear somebody say that that they would be in favor of Ryan Reynolds reprising his role as Hal Jordan in the Green Lantern TV show, kind of like but doing it right and kind of like, you know, making fun and poking fun of the person, or poking fun at how he played it before, like he did with Deadpool in the Wolverine movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, Ryan Reynolds has showed that he can play comic book characters if you give him the right control that he needs. If you just let him go ahead and do what he got to do, he can play the character.
Yeah, this motherfucker, like, his acting, though, and everything else is just the same.
Oh, yeah. Nigga, he playing himself. He's literally playing Ryan Reynolds in every movie. It just fits better with comic books.
Right. And he could do that because all the women don't care. They just want to see him on the screen.
Mm-hmm. That nigga playing Van Wilder in every movie.
Right. Van Wilder was just Deadpool, which is weird because, like, you read, like, I guess, panel for panel for Deadpool, that's his character the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'd have seen Deadpool in college.
that fourth wall the breaking and shit.
Yeah. I was like, that's been him the whole time.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. Oh, man. Fuck. Oh, yeah. I did have a throwback of the week. Let me go crawl through my notes. Hey, talk about something, nigga.
Mind on your throwback. I ain't really had no throwback this week. I ain't been watching them for real. But
everything running together.
Right. I'm just waiting on this HBO Max to pop up and see what's on there so I can try to get into.
That's Avatar, 27, right?
Netflix. Yep.
Okay.
I'm assuming our HBO app is just going to change the Max.
Mm-hmm. Is that going to be another Avatar TV show?
No, just the old one.
The Last Airbender that was on Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
Okay.
They got that complete series on Netflix. So I'm probably going to get into that too.
So so Netflix officially got a deal with Nickelodeon now.
Yep, they need to go ahead. They got like some Ninja Turtle, I guess, cartoon movies in the work. Hopefully, and the goofy looking ones.
Them damn blocky looking motherfuckers
Yeah, man.
on 3Ds.
Chill.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's definitely for the kids. I can't. It's not for me.
Right. All right, so I got my throwback of the week lined up now. I had to go find my notes. But my throwback of the week is off of his 1992. I think this was on his debut album. Or yeah. But it was released 1992 from his debut album. My man Tevin Campbell. The song is called Along With You. Little known fact as well. This track was actually produced by Al B. Shore.
Oh shit.
It was produced and written by Al B. Shore, and Casey and JoJo sang the background vocals for it.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay. And now we understand why some of these songs don't get played, because they don't want to pay somebody. Somebody got to get paid.
Man, if you go back and like looking like that's one thing I do find interesting about R&B because like usually somebody didn't sing background for somebody at some point, like before they blew up, or you have people who were in groups together, but you don't really realize that they was in a group before they blew up. Like Babyface was in a group with L.A. Reid.
Yep.
And you know what I'm saying, shit like that or whatever. So you don't really realize that these motherfuckers blow up, and you be like, damn, that motherfucker was in the group too. So I think that's why, like, it's almost like the rite of passage, or at least back in the day with R&B, that's how people broke in. They broke in as a group. Hey, you saw with the Jackson Five, you break in as a group, and then like you always got that star in the group, and then they kind of like just venture off and do their own thing.
And don't help mess with L.A. Reid.
Niggas say, don't help them.
They just gone.
It's some motherfuckers though. Like I know Cisco was talking about, like, dude, like I didn't even want to do my solo album. I wanted to keep on doing Drew Hill records, but then I think Woody left the group and he was like, man, fuck it, dude. I'm gonna go ahead and do this solo album, and then I'm gonna come back and do another. I'm gonna come back and do more Drew Hill albums, and then Drew Hill is one of them groups that's like every other week somebody in the group end up leaving.
And that was a shame, man. That was a good ass group.
Man, who you telling, man? Them motherfuckers hitting them damn steps when they came out on that
Right.
tail. I was like, damn, even the big nigga was hitting them steps. I was like, them niggas look graceful as fuck.
Oh, bad. That spin move. Then Cisco became your favorite dancing.
Nigga. He was dancing ass nigga. Some motherfucking Cisco shakedown.
He came up with the bong song and dancing. And then he had that one track with Benny Siegel. Here comes the dragon. I'm gonna unleash the dragon.
Oh shit, yes, nigga.
Which I ain't gonna lie, this song was dope.
Y'all don't want me to unleash the dragon.
I really want you to unleash the dragon.
Hey,
And
hey.
what did he say? Here I come, niggas, hold me back.
Hey, them singing ass niggas back in high school, boy. Everybody wanted to be dragons back.
Hey, he had the dragon in the video, and that video got shut down. They never
That
played it again after it premiered.
nigga, probably because that dragon looks so fucking terrible. Would you want that shit attached to your legacy?
I think it had something to do with like the Godzilla rise or some shit. Like, I don't know.
Oh shit. Hey, damn, that was a oh yeah, Drew Hill actually is merged now with Player. You know, like two of the dudes from Player who's still alive, you know, Static Major died.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, so now the two dudes from Player, I think the light skinned dude was Aaliyah's little brother, and then the other dude, they actually are with Drew Hill now. Jazz left. Because he ain't want to sign the rights to a Drew Hill movie, and he didn't think they was paying him enough. So Jazz left. Woody been gone. The dude who they had on that one track that we talked about earlier when they came back out, that I Should Be, he got kicked out of the group, and Nokio left the group because he don't like the fucking manager.
Just do the movie, man. Hopefully.
You done with them niggas now?
Just make the movie, shit. You see how Drew Hill the gang, you see New Edition got brought back to life with that movie.
Yeah. Them niggas beefing again too.
They too old for that.
Because Ralph and Johnny owned the rights to the name New Edition, and the other motherfuckers got mad. And they was like, we should all own the right to it. And they like, look, man, we can still go on tour, but yeah, we own the right to the name New Edition. But we can still go on tour. And they like, nope.
Bobby Brown don't care. He's still producing. He got his own shit. He's probably laughing at them cats.
Man.
What was another one? He only got two or three songs with them anyways.
Man. And nigga, I do not want to hear Bobby old ass come out there and do Mr. Telephone, man.
He's gonna be singing that his regular voice. Mr. Telephone Man. Doing it. He the only one. He still got the energy.
That nigga, right. For him to be as big as he is, that nigga, hey, he another dancing ass nigga.
He gonna come out and play that. Ain't nobody humping around. He came to the New Edition show to play his own music. He don't give a fuck about the cats.
Yeah, because he wasn't even on stage when they was doing New Edition songs.
Nope, he came out in the spotlight.
He came out there and made them niggas sing back up on his shit. Hey man, this is so fucked up, dog. Damn, it was another damn thing. Yeah, because I don't know how I forgot to mention this when we was talking about Jodeci. But did you know that Devontae from Jodeci produced a lot of Usher's first album?
He produced a lot of shit, though. Him and Stevie J, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Motherfucking, yes, Stevie J with them Hitmen. Hitmen. Hitmen, baby. Oh, man. All right. You said you ain't got no throwback this week?
No.
You know what, man? You always be looking out for me, so I'm gonna look out for you this week. My throwback, I got a throwback show, Family Matters.
You know what? I sat on Hulu and watched that whole series like a month ago.
Dog, I only want to say this, Family Matters, because I'm a dirtbag. And the reason why Family Matters is my throwback show of the week is because I was watching I ended up landing on the damn porn, that porn where Judy Winslow was up in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, God damn. And she only did like 3 to 4 scenes, but she looked dead in all of them scenes, dog. She wasn't like moaning. She wasn't, her facial expression never changed. She wasn't showing no emotion. Like, I wonder, was she on drugs? She's still alive.
She probably was. She was just like, I'm getting paid. I ain't got to just lay here. Nigga,
she
looked, watch, because I'm.
She looked like she did not enjoy any of that sex. Dog, go look, man. Go look. You want me to send you a couple of?
Man, no. I wouldn't see that. Hey, man. Family Matters, dog. That was a spinoff from that show. What was it? I can't remember the damn show now. It was on TGI Fridays, the two roommates.
Oh, Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers, yeah. Harriet was the maid. So they visited Harriet at her job. Or no, they visited Carl at the police station, and Harriet was there. So they showed the police station. Yeah, then after that episode kicked off Family Matters.
Holy shit, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
But that does kind of make sense, because like in the 90s, again, the 90s was a, well, for the 90s and the 80s was a strange time, dog. Everything had to piggyback off of each other so you can get that built-in audience.
Yep, and everybody was on everybody's show.
Even though Perfect Strange, I mean, well, Family Matters, if you ask me, was way more popular than Perfect Strangers.
Right.
Oh, man, Larry Abalke.
This shit, Family Matters, man. I know Harriet, the character that played her, quit like three episodes before the final episode, I think, on the last season. So I thought the little light skinned mom was on there like for about 2 years. I was wrong. She was only on that for two or three episodes.
I gotta go back and look. And see how they ended that show. Like, did it get a proper send off? Like, everybody knew that this was the last one, or was it just like a regular season finale?
Man, they did that. I feel like they did it like the Wayans brothers.
Oh, like so they didn't give it a right one.
Right, we didn't see Laura and Steve get married or nothing. Like, this cat was in outer space, came back safe, and that was the end of the whole thing. Like the new edition song, "This Is the End." I'm like, man, y'all whack for these shit. For the end of this show like that.
Man, I just think that, I don't know, man. I would just like, I just think that every show, I'm in favor of at least giving every show, at least like letting them know ahead of time, like, hey, we gonna cancel it. Or even if you do decide to cancel it in the off season, can you at least get them like maybe like 1 to 3 episodes, depending on, you know, what the arc is, to just wrap shit up? Because you got people who like are invested in these shows.
Right. Family Matters is good. I don't think they really had a bad episode, but it was a few like guest stars on there too. You had the little chick from the black chick from Boy Meets World, mm-hmm. Angela.
Mm-hmm.
How old is that? That girl was like 40 years old on Boy Meets World.
Black don't crack, nigga.
Like, I looked at her act. She's been in a lot of stuff. She was even one of the hookers in Friday After Next.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes.
Get the...
That Pinky brought over during that party. She was one of them girls.
Oh, I'm about to go watch that shit now, man. I ain't even peeped it.
She been in some stuff way before. She was in the episode of Family Matters, the one that got shot over some shoes. I don't know if you remember that episode.
The shot over some shoes?
Yeah, that gun violence episode, Stop the Gun Violence.
I'm sure I've seen it. The shit, the only one I remember when Eddie got his ass whooped by the dragons, nigga.
Oh, hey. That dude, so he was the gang member, the leader. He'd have been in every, almost like the later episodes as a different character.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They, Family Matters, you know, a lot of shows in the 90s was good for that. They kept on bringing back people under different roles. And it's like, wait a minute, that was so-and-so.
Right, they did that in Fresh Prince with Queen Latifah. She was Hillary's boss, and then she came back as a totally different person. One of real friends. I'm like, come on, man.
Hey, man, 90s television dog user is so eye intelligent like shit. That was just, but that was how they did, like with those shows like Family Matters and Fresh Prince, where they would totally replace a main character with somebody who don't even look like them.
Right.
And then be like, damn, they'd be like, damn, what happened to you? You look different.
Right, man. And then little Nikki growing up after a season. I'm like, what the fuck kind of time jump was this?
Nigga. Nigga, they got tired of dealing with them damn kids, man. Oh, man. Shit. Oh, man. Oh. All right, man. We've been on here for an hour and a half, man. You know these motherfuckers get tired of listening to us. You got anything else, man? You got something else you want to talk about? Something you want to hit?
I'm finna send them these parting shots.
Oh, shit. My man, go for it.
Look, man, stop getting emotional over something you like. It don't matter. You're just going to be crying on the internet looking silly. Just stop. So what? Your favorite person lost. Big deal. Drake lost to what's his face? I ain't care. I ain't getting none of his money. I mean, I don't know why y'all capping for these people that don't know you so much. This is kind of pathetic. Like, I don't even care. I like it. Like, I just like to hear the music. Like, you know, I like to watch the shit, or I like to read the comic books and play the game, man. Don't nobody care. You can't say the opinion. Your opinion ain't facts. I don't care about no sales because I ain't getting none of that money. I didn't get the award. I ain't get the trophy. It's just right now, for us, it just depends on what was good. Now, for the people who made the content, they got the right to say that shit was good because they up for something. They got to sell themselves, not you. Because you ain't never going to meet them people. You don't know them. They ain't about to give you no money because you stood up for them.
They not about shit. To feature you on no tracks.
Right. You still from St. Louis. Motherfucker, I don't got to like a motherfucker from St. Louis. I don't have to. I do what I want. People do what they want. Hell, y'all listen to these underground St. Louis records, so get out of here.
Hell, a lot of these motherfuckers didn't need support. Dude, when he was out and he was popping, he was a national recording artist, and everybody was like, man, this dude the greatest thing ever. And a lot of these motherfuckers like, nah, nigga, Murphy Lee better, Chinky better. Right. These motherfuckers really saying Chinky was better, dog. Like, that's how much they hated Nelly.
I witnessed this. I didn't saw all of it. And your own people to shut down Chingy too. And look, y'all, look, go watch Beef. I think it's still on Netflix. You can YouTube it. They got the whole series on YouTube. It's not that long. They tell you about the beef with Chingy and Nelly too, and the shade.
Well, you know what though? Nelly wasn't even talking to her. It seemed like it was more so of a beef with Chingy and Ali.
Because
Ali was doing most of the talking.
Capping ass, mom. And that's why they all flamed. They was flaming this dude online too. So,
look. Hey man, motherfuckers got on Ali ass like sometime last year. When he was on the arcade with some chick, like some regular chick, and she,
you know
she
who it was. She worked at the department I used to work in, and she flamed his ass. Dog, and he blocked it.
That was the time. That was the time where he was like, "Fuck you and your dead ass mama."
That was part of one of her family members, and she went in on like she went in on him to the point. I'm like, you know, somebody went in on you. You blocked
that nigga. Say fuck you and your dead ass mama. I was like, oh shit.
She called him a thumb head ass, such and such this that. I was dying. The whole comment section. I was like, what's wrong with you? She was like, this kid, Ali, the comment that he said. I was like, oh, she done ran him off. And he apologized later on. I guess he's just talking. I'm like, see, that's why I don't mess with you cats, because y'all apologizing later. That's why I ain't involved in none of that shit y'all capping.
Oh, because if you said that shit, then you obviously meant it. Stick with it.
Right, and if I ride with you, you turn around and apologize, nope.
Never yeah, they, now you're making me look bad.
Right. Because I was in the background like, yeah, never again. No, because you're going to apologize. I'm done. But that was my wife, young cats.
All right, man. Hey, I don't know how the fuck I'm going to follow that up. I don't think I am. Hey, I guess we'll talk to y'all next week. I'll let y'all later.
Later, motherfucker.